I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're going streaky! Yeah!
Keep it rolling. Best thing to do when you got a hitting streak.
Only one guy did it more than me. That's Joe DiMaggio.
Good morning and welcome into Beat the Streak Daily. Friday the 23rd of September. A day after shocking the Beat the Streak community with his successful pick of Tyler Naquin to reach a streak of 39, all eyes last night were on Bunger. Or more realistically, all eyes were on the top leaders button within the MLB Play app. Or more realistically, our eyes were on the top leaders button within the MLB Play app. Maybe yours too. Anyway, the Astros' Kyle Tucker was 0-for-2 as he faced off against the Orioles' Kyle Bradish for the third time to lead off the eighth inning.
With Kyle Tucker sending one to center. Mullins in the wind. Easy pickings. One pitch, one out for Kyle.
Bradish, 8 2/3 innings of two-hit ball, struck out 10, almost gave the Orioles their second straight complete game, and broke the heart of Bunger, whose streak ends just 9 days short of $5.6 million. Ryan, I know you felt for Bunger.
Yeah, kind of. You know, his username rhymes with hunger, and now yes. Hungry. He's hungry for a new streak. So, yeah. Condolences to Bunger Hunger.
You did not feel bad for him. Your BTS sensibilities were offended by the Naquin pick.
Yes. How dare he get his streak to 39 courtesy of Tyler Naquin?
Yeah. Well, you know, Bunger can try again next year. This is Beat the Streak Daily Inside the Hits. I'm Matt Spiegel along with Ryan Porth. Drama remains, though, because we've got a streaker at 40. Badco 1GR, it's all about you. 40, because of a double down on Minnesota Twins. Luis Arraez, always a solid choice, and he had a clean single. And Carlos Correa has been hot lately, and it was his birthday. I hope he and you enjoyed the gift.
Correa taps it up the line. That's a fair ball. And offline, the throw, Pasquantino comes off the bag, and I'm glad I'm not the official scorer. An accurate throw would have probably gotten him. Official scorers used to be told, make sure that the first hit is a clean one. So will it be a hit or an error? My guess is it's a hit.
It hit up on the scoreboard, so.
All right.
That is an official scoring gift to put Badco 1GR just 3 days from catching the top streak on the season, maybe 9 days from $5.6 million.
The quirk about Badco 1GR, his double down, Arraez and Correa, they were the only two Twins to get a hit in that game yesterday against the Royals. Furthermore, there were only two hits by the Twins in that entire game. So Arraez had one hit, Correa had another hit. The rest of the lineup did not have a hit for the Twins yesterday. That's like playing Minesweeper and you survive to the next round.
Unbelievable. With 13 more days in baseball's regular season, 26 is the max that could be added to an active streak. You have to be at 31 or higher to still have a chance to hit 57 and win $5.6 million. There are four of you. That's it. Those four streakers alive with a chance to win the big money. Crazy. Big Ricky is alive at 33, thanks to a double down of Arraez and this really terrific lefty down in Texas.
This one on the ground, and that's through. Base hit. That gets a run to the plate. Tavares scores. It's a one-run game. And now Seager in scoring position at second after the RBI single by Nathaniel.
Two-seam fastball. He gets a left-handed two-seam fastball right here. and there is another base hit against a left-hander. So he really has done it against just about every pitch lefties have to offer. This is really nicely done. Lots of room on the left side for Lowe, and he goes ahead and plugs that hole with a base hit.
Nathaniel Lowe is a 307 hitter on the season. He's hitting 351 in 174 at-bats against left-handed pitching. Wow. Sean Breen is a streaker at 32, thanks to a gutsy pick of Jock Peterson of the Giants against the Rockies' Jose Urania.
And a liner into center field. That'll be a base hit for Jock Peterson. 1-0 Giants.
A couple guys in this Giant lineup that have had some success against Urania. Jock Peterson, one of those.
Jock now 9-for-15 against Urania for a .600 batting average. Small sample matchup dominance for the win. Good stuff out of Sean Breen. And welcome to the leaderboard, Jimmy T, who I have to assume is out in L.A. He had two angels, Mike Trout and Luis Rengifo. Huh? Luis Rengifo. I had to go into the game video to grab this highlight. Broadcasters were barely even paying attention to the at-bat.
Kind of similar pitchers as well.
Yeah. So everything that he has done this year, and he's done a ton, add that onto the list.
Rengifo sneaks one through for a base hit here in the seventh inning.
Sorry to interrupt your conversation with a single by Luis Rengifo to help a streaker reach 31. Oh, man, this is a guy playing your game, though, Ryan, of a double down of two hitters in the same juicy matchup. Martin Perez of the Rangers gives up a lot of contact. Rengifo is a contact bat, now 4-for-10 lifetime against him. You have to be at 19 or higher to have a chance to catch Kyoshi Lotus 26. Many more of you alive in that race for $10,000. That ought to stay alive at least until late next week, if not into the final days. One non-streaking highlight. Aaron Judge, folks, almost did it in the ninth inning last night.
Aaron Judge, center field, way back, but Hernandez is there. Two down in the ninth. About as deep as you could hit it without hitting it out at Yankee Stadium.
I mean, I thought this ball had a legitimate chance when he hit it.
Yeah, we all thought that was gone. Thanks, camera guy. Thanks, Adam Amin. I'd be excited too. Who am I kidding? But also, did you see this? Top of that inning, Aaron Judge also did this.
Driven to right, Judge to his left towards the track. That's over his head. One hops the wall. He'll fire towards second. Close play at second. In time! His sixth assist of the season.
This is a fastball at about 95 miles an hour, right on the money. I mean, this was as good as you can play it.
That right there, folks, is a reminder of what we're dealing with. A truly complete five-tool ball player having a season for the ages. We wrap up awards conversation this week on Beat the Streak Daily with MVP talk. Our picks for the day for the top streakers coming up at the end. But so MVP, Ryan, first, a reminder of the official criteria. There's no clear-cut definition of what MVP means. It is up to the individual voter to decide who was the most valuable player in each league. The MVP need not come from a division winner or other playoff qualifier. The rules of the voting are the same as they were written on the first ballot in 1931. Actual value of a player to his team, that is strength of offense and defense, number of games played, general character, disposition, loyalty, and effort. So this is intentionally subjective. I like that. For me, the best player over a full season on a team that has mattered is your MVP. I don't need you to go win your division necessarily or even maybe make the wild card, but you have to be on a team playing games of consequence in the final month of the season. I want to know that you impacted winning, and I want to see how you react and you play as the season wears on and the pressure builds, because the relentless mindfulness it takes to be good at this game over the long haul and as the stakes get higher is a huge part of testing excellence and value. Starting pitchers could be up for consideration, but the year has to be truly beyond special. And, of course, on a team where it mattered. Let's save the best debate for last with the American League. National League, three great Dodgers candidates. Freddie Freeman's the best all-around hitter of the three, but Mookie Betts is the best all-around player. This year, I'd have Mookie fifth ahead of Freddie, then Trey Turner on the ballot. Austin Riley would get top five votes for me, but that Braves team is loaded. Huge respect for the all-around excellence of Nolan Arenado, who finishes third. Manny Machado gets second place for me since he did it all season long without Fernando Tatis. Truly impressive all-around year. But this is Paul Goldschmidt's award. Long time coming for his first MVP. Amazing season. This one has been over for a while. Ryan?
It was evident back in June that Goldie was emerging as the NL MVP favorite. And as others dropped off or got hurt, Goldie just stayed consistent and then had those spurts of 2-3 weeks where he would just be mashing the ball, hitting 500 over those stretches where he really distanced himself. And this really hasn't been close since the All-Star game. So I agree, Goldie is the guy and it's well-deserved.
So good for him, and he will get that award. In the American League, Yordan Alvarez is an absolute terror at the plate and the best Astro, but he's also a DH, so he doesn't rise above fifth place for me. The rookie Julio Rodriguez gets a fourth place vote for me. The rare rookie to show excellence like this in all facets and impact a playoff bound team in so many ways. Jose Ramirez has been the best player in the American League Central for almost a decade. And all season long, he's carried a group of young and hungry teammates to a division crown. Another top five finish for Ramirez. Shohei Ohtani is a once-in-a-generation player competing only with himself, and he's having a better season than last year when he won the MVP. I freely admit he is penalized for being on an irrelevant team and having won it last year, too. Sue me. But also, Aaron Judge's season is ridiculously great. 60 homers, leading in all three Triple Crown categories. He's a true complete hitter. He's played a ton of center field and is a brilliant right fielder when he's there. All of this in that market. In a free agent walk year, he has passed the mental and emotional challenges that make this sport the best, better than anyone. That factors in for me, too. So it's Aaron Judge's award. What do you think, Ryan?
Yeah, you mentioned how it's in the New York market in a free agent walk year with no other help around him in the lineup. This is a stat that MLB Network put up just the other day. So a season comparison between the Yankees lineup without Aaron Judge, if you take him out, versus Chaz McCormick of the Houston Astros. The averages are the same at .231. Chaz McCormick has a higher on-base percentage, .318, versus the rest of the Yankees lineup, .311. Chaz McCormick has a higher slugging percentage at .397 than the Yankees lineup at .393 without Judge. And weighted runs created plus, Chaz McCormick, it's a higher number at 107 than the Yankees lineup at 102. You've got a lot of veteran hitters in that Yankees lineup that have had down seasons or have regressed to the mean. The rest of the pitching staff for the Yankees, Gerrit Cole hasn't been Gerrit Cole-like. Aroldis Chapman may not be a closer anymore in the league. And Aaron Judge is the one with all of the burden on his shoulders, with all this pressure that is carrying the Yankees to a division title. And they are one of the betting favorites to win the World Series all because of him. So Aaron Judge is by far, in my mind, the AL MVP. I don't think this should be a debate, and I think any debate out there, it's just trying to create a narrative that just isn't there. Aaron Judge is the MVP.
Well, now you've gone too far with that last little bit, because it is a debate. It should be a debate. Ohtani is a once-in-a-lifetime, once-in-a-generation player doing incredible things. But look, all your stuff was great. I agree. I love the image of Aaron Judge playing only with Chaz McCormick.
Like, I know,
that's
right?
The whole Yankees lineup. Aaron Judge and Chaz McCormick against the Red Sox today.
Exactly. But here's the thing. If Ohtani's going to have a really good or great year every year, then and for all the people saying that Ohtani should win the MVP this year, then just give Ohtani the MVP every single year. Just rename the award after him.
If they were winning, Ryan, that would happen. He would get MVP.
Playoffs,
Wayne Gretzky got MVP every year. Michael Jordan got MVP over and over again. If you're that good and your team is winning, I think it would happen.
Sure, but he's not.
He's not.
And I think that, and you brought it up, it's kind of a trump card in this conversation, but Judge has like 20 more home runs than anybody else.
Oh yeah, no, it's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. All right, good stuff, fun stuff. Thanks for listening. Beat the Streak Daily Inside the Hits. We'll give you our picks in a matter of moments.
At Alma, we know the connection between you and your therapist matters. But if you're already feeling stressed and burnt out, the idea of trying to find a therapist you really connect with can be overwhelming. That's why Alma's focused on helping you find the right therapist for you. When you browse their online directory, you can filter your search based on the qualities that are most important to you. Then you can book a free 15-minute consultation call with any therapist you're interested in seeing, so you can get a feel for whether they're the right fit before you commit to a full-length session. Alma also makes it easy for mental health care providers to navigate insurance. That's why 95% of therapists in their directory accept insurance for sessions, so you can find care that's affordable without stressing about the paperwork. You want to talk to someone, but not just anyone. Alma is there to help you find the right fit. Visit helloalma.com/therapy60 to schedule a free consultation today. That's helloalma.com/therapy60.
15 games on a glorious full slate Friday in late September. One more thing about yesterday, Julio Rodriguez was the fourth pick. He only had one at bat because he left the game with what Scott Servais said was a concerning back injury. How'd he do in that at bat, Ryan?
He got a hit. Leadoff hitter on the road, sunny day in Oakland. It's a beautiful day, and he gets a hit just like he does in most day games. And another note about Julio, that was the other half of Bunger's double down. So can you imagine if Kyle Tucker had gotten a hit in Baltimore, we would have been talking at the start of the show that Bunger's streak stays alive because of Julio's one at bat. It's like the reverse Manny Calamity.
It is the reverse Manny Calamity. Amazing. So Julio gets the hit. Hope he's going to be okay for the playoffs. We will see. Today, if you need to stay away, Carlos Rodon and the Giants in Arizona. Only Christian Walker has any success at all against Rodon, so stay away there. And also the future AL MVP runner-up Shohei Ohtani and the Angels are in Minnesota. Last time out, 7 innings of 3-hit ball for Ohtani. The man is a marvel. Stay away from him. What you got for the fourth pick today, sir?
I don't know how tonight you can go against the BTS season favorite in Trey Turner. I'm going to go with him tonight. The Dodgers at home against the Cardinals. Turner is 5-for-13 in his career against Jose Quintana. Turner had started every game of September with a hit until last night, so he made it 18 games in a row. Turner has hitting streaks this season of 20, 13, 26, and 18. Wow. Tonight, he starts a new streak headed towards the playoffs.
Love it, love it. Time now for my Daily Double A. In honor of the dearly departed Bunger, who thrilled us with his Tyler Naquin pick, I'm going to go with a hitter who is 7-for-11 against his matchup today, because that's exactly what Naquin was against Adrian Hauser when Bunger made the selection. My guy is the Marlins' Garrett Cooper, who is 7-for-11, good for a .636 batting average against the Nationals' young right-hander Josiah Gray. Is this an idiotic selection? Maybe. Garrett Cooper hit .106 in the month of August, but hey, he's hitting .279 in September, and Garrett Cooper's on a 5-game hitting streak. This pick is for you, Bunger. And my other one, future AL MVP Aaron Judge is going to hit 61 tonight. He has Rich Hill of the Red Sox at Yankee Stadium. It's time. This is not terribly analytical. Judge actually hits lefties 60 points worse than righties, .270 versus .330. But he's going to bear down and focus tonight, not try to do too much, and that's when the natural power will shine through. Meanwhile, the aged Rich Hill, I feel like some small part of him might really like to be associated with this moment of history. Plus, he knows that as a pitcher, you just have to challenge sometime. That homer is coming tonight as Rich Hill sort of grooves a couple to Aaron Judge. All right, time for the Weekender. What do we got, Mr. Porth? Start us off.
Saturday, Happy Chad Cool Day. Speaks, I just don't think that has the same ring to it. But that doesn't mean you should stay away from the Padres when they face Cool and the Rockies Saturday night in Denver. Manny Machado, 7-for-14 in his career against Cool with 2 home runs. Jake Cronenworth is 5-for-10 in his career against 2 home runs. And then Sunday, I'm looking at Carlos Correa of the Twins when they host the Angels. Jose Suarez on the mound for the Angels. Suarez has a .364 batting average against over his last 2 starts. Correa hitting .392 in his last 19 games and .316 at home this season.
Also, he gets the help of the official scorer wherever he goes. It's just the law, apparently. All weekend long, Aaron Judge, we've been telling you how he's better at home and against righties as he goes for Maris's record and the American League home run record. Judge faces Nick Pivetta on Saturday, Brian Bello on Sunday. Two spicy matchups for Beat the Streak. A weekend stay away. Saturday night, the Blue Jays are in Tampa Bay. Alek Manoah on the mound for the Jays. The entire Rays roster has a career batting average of 136 against Manoah. He also has a batting average against of 174 in his last seven starts. So simply stay away there. Beat the Streak Daily is a production of Odyssey in partnership with Major League Baseball. Jody Avergan of Roulette Productions is our executive producer. Our executive producer for Odyssey is Lena Glazer. Ryan Porth, the Porthinator, is our producer, mixer, uploader, and compatriot. Our theme and all other incidental music is by Kurt Morrison of Tributosaurus. Special thanks to Josh Lucan, David Adler, Paul Casella, Josh Frost, Peter Kim, Megan Coughlin, Ian Kay, Larry Yeast, Mike Fouché, and Greg Klayman at Major League Baseball. Be sure to rate, review, subscribe, and spread the word. And don't forget to play Beat the Streak every day of the MLB season for your chance to win. Here's hoping that all of our guys, and yours too, okay, fine, hit them where they ain't.
Woo! We're streaking! We're streaking!
Woo! Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.